The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, the California Governor Gavin Newsom has alleged that the US President Donald Trump is using the Department of Justice to investigate him and his family. Newsom has confirmed he's considering securing the Democrat nomination to run against the Republicans in the next presidential election. And in a video yesterday, Newsom claimed that an investigation has now reached his own home.
In recent days, federal agents have knocked on the doors of family, friends and former employees. Not because they found a crime, because they're simply trying to find one. Donald Trump isn't just coming after me because of my mean tweets. He's coming after me because I'm considering running for president. Because he hates that I've consistently called him out over and over again for his lies and deceit. Donald Trump is simply the most corrupt president in American history. One by one, anyone who has challenged Donald Trump has ended up on his hit list. And today, I proudly join that list. And just in the last week, I've learned that his campaign has reached my own home. To get me, he's coming after my wife, Jen.
That's the California Governor Gavin Newsom. Let's find out more about all of this now. I'm joined by US-based foreign correspondent Sarah Firth. Sarah, hello. You're welcome to the program.
Hello, Claire.
These are extraordinary claims from Gavin Newsom. What do we know about what's been happening? I mean, do we just have his word for it that this campaign, this investigation is underway, or is there more evidence out there that he and his family are being targeted?
Well, look, reports in the American media are saying that aides have described this investigation as having been focused on his wife. Look, it's all very 2026, isn't it? Seeing the announcement on social media, Gavin Newsom, the California governor, look, he's long been seen as one of the potential Democratic candidates to run for president in 2028. And look, that is actually the most definitive. If you watch that social media video, you know, it's very Gavin Newsom. It's very slick and well delivered. It's the most definitive we've heard him say that it seems that he will be looking to run for president. But of course, it comes as he's describing joining along with his wife what he calls the Department of Justice hit list. Now, Claire, as to what aides have actually been reported to have said, there are two, we don't know a whole lot, but there are two things that we are told are being looked into. One is into Newsom's wife's taxes, that's Jennifer Siebel, and donors to his campaign, funding possibly her nonprofit. Now, I've actually heard that that's not extremely unusual in California in politics for donors, you know, spouses to run nonprofits for various causes that are then funded by supporters of their spouse. But that is one of the areas that is being looked into. And another area I'm told is that there is a Dana Williamson, the former chief of staff for Newsom, has just pled guilty to separate charges related to funds, taking funds or funneling funds from a former dormant campaign fund. And I think that is something that's being looked into. But look, the Department of Justice so far, I do not think have commented. And Gavin Newsom himself has said that as soon as they do, he is going to be updating. But look, you know, the message was very clear. Mr. President, come after me. I'm not going anywhere. And the country is watching.
He is, he's very showbiz, isn't he? Gavin Newsom, like he's very polished, as you said. He's very Hollywood. And he's been really strategic in how he's been tackling Trump with those humorous social media posts that he makes, using Trump-isms to get back at him or to push back against him. Does all of this play into that image and that campaign, Sarah?
I think it does. The Democrats are going to have a decision because, you know, there have been, especially with polling that's been done around this, you know, that sort of slick, Hollywood style, as you said, Claire. Was it Hollywood style? That's quite a good description.
Well, you listen to him and it's like, I feel like I could be listening to Tom Cruise in his latest film. You know, he delivers it that well.
You know what? It's a really fair point. And it's very, even here in America, where that tends to be, you know, the style, the media training here is like another level if you compare it to UK politics. But I've actually got colleagues in California who've interviewed him. And for example, I mean, I've spoken to his team a number of times requesting various interviews around the environmental work him and his team do, which is, you know, extraordinary. They have to deal, obviously, with the area that is hit by wildfires pretty much every year. And so they've done a lot of work and pretty cutting edge work, actually, in how to tackle wildfires. But when colleagues of mine have interviewed him, I have had discussions where he's almost over described by colleagues as over media trained, in that the sort of hand gestures, the very, very well thought through answers, but without actually giving much away. And it can actually come across as a little removed when talking about something. For example, when there have been interviews with, you know, homes destroyed and wildfires, it can feel a little bit detached. It can seem as a viewer a little bit detached,
so
I should say.
Performative in a way.
Yeah, and I'm saying that as a viewer and as someone who's sort of spoken to colleagues who are on that beat in that part of the world, in that part of America, and you know Newsom and know his team. And in my experiences with his team, you know, the thing with Newsom is he's got a young team, an incredibly talented social media team, I have to say, and they're known for being very good for that. So it's not surprising at all that this has come out as part sort of, you know, hit back an announcement to joining Donald Trump's so-called hit list about the investigation, the Department of Justice investigating him. He's sort of getting the jump on them by announcing that. But it was also sort of part announcement perhaps of a presidential run. So certainly slightly unusual, but I think there is concern because, of course, Claire, this is the latest example of President Trump and the Justice Department, or the Justice Department going after and investigating people that the president considers adversaries.
Yeah, I mean, the other point that it proves here is that Gavin Newsom is getting to Donald Trump. He's getting up his nose a little bit, because if Gavin Newsom were successful in securing the Democrat nomination at this point, unless Donald Trump changes the rules, he won't be running against Donald Trump. So it's not that threat that is bothering him, you would imagine. It's the fact that he's niggling him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, President Trump is known for taking things pretty personally. He's not one to not hold a grudge. And I think he's probably said that a few times openly himself. Do you know what, Claire? I do just want to say, I know, look, this is, again, another conversation that's being had here, not just in DC circles, but across the country with colleagues. We are all discussing, you know, when it's talking about front runners and who might be the one for the Democrats, who might lead the Republicans. Will it be Vance? Will it be Rubio? Will it be someone completely different? And I always say, I don't think, given President Trump's on record comments, jokes, if you like, but serious comments. In fact, President Trump has actually said before that I'm not joking. He has said many times that he would look into whether he would run again despite the rules. I wouldn't totally rule it out at this moment in time. I mean, look, he's just had his 80th birthday. President Trump has sort of said himself that, you know, what's required of a president isn't necessarily the life he wants to live. But I do think it's just worth mentioning, as we're sort of talking about presidential frontrunners and what happens, you know, it's a long time and there's a lot happening here, and the courts have pushed back a little bit in some ways, but I wouldn't totally rule out there being some curveball that President Trump throws into the mix when it comes to looking at front runners. But look, Gavin Newsom, Claire, he's been really clear. He said to Trump, look, you can subpoena my records, you can investigate me, you can harass me, put my name on every list you have. But he's asked President Trump to leave my wife and family out of your personal vendetta. And I do think this is a slightly unusual, you know, given the past investigations into the likes of the former FBI director, James Comey. You know, this you have not just Gavin Newsom being investigated, but his wife and her nonprofits as well, reportedly. And you know, Gavin Newsom saying he's having people knock on the doors of his friends and colleagues.
All right, Sarah, we'll leave it there for now, but we will talk again very soon, no doubt. Sarah Firth there, US-based foreign correspondent.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.